Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anchalia and today is June 6, 2024. And here are some top things to know before the market opens. Domestic equities rebounded sharply as sentiments improved following the confirmation that NDA will form the government for the third consecutive term. Yesterday, the Nifty rallied 736 points to close at 22,620, returning to last Friday's levels. India VIX volatility indicator also cooled down by 29.40% on intraday basis, settling at 18.89. This reduction in volatility provided comfort to the bulls. Hence, the Nifty managed to close above 50 DMA, which is around 22,430. Going ahead, as per experts, the index would have a support zone near low made around 21,800 levels, while on the upside, a decisive breach about 22,900 zone shall further improve the buyers and sentiment. Moving on to stocks in focus, Trident Limited. A massive fire accident took place at the company's Dowla facility at 8:30 PM on Wednesday. After the accident, operations at the facility stand disrupted. HCC. Steiner AG, the company's subsidiary, is in process of raising capital to address working capital needs. In this process, the company has faced short-term liquidity gaps in the past few weeks. Aptech Limited, the company received a contract under the administrative control of Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology to conduct computer-based tests. Reliance Infrastructure Limited, the company incorporated a new subsidiary, Reliance Resi Private Limited, which shall act as advisors and consultants for matters relating to engineering with technology. It will also deal in commodities and its derivatives. TCNS Clothing. Around 99.9% of shareholders voted in favor of amalgamation of TCNS Clothing and Aditya Birla Fashion and Retail Limited. Force Motors. The company's domestic sales increased by 13.38% in May to 2,412 units. Exports fell 63.34% to 180 units in May. Adani Power. The company was allotted 50 lakh equity shares of Rs. 10 each by Mirzapur Thermal Energy UP Private Limited on preferential basis. Post this, Adani Power will have a 99.8% stake in Mirzapur Thermal Energy. KP Green Engineering Limited, the company has confirmed new orders from multiple clients amounting to Rs. 351 crores. Bharat Heavy Electrics Limited, the company has received an order from Mirzapur Thermal Energy Private Limited for two 800 megawatt thermal power project in UP. Let's now move on to our Voice of the Day segment. We have Nishit Master, Portfolio Manager, Access Securities, PMS, giving us an understanding of where the market is headed post-result, what sectors are good and well-positioned to buy, and what to avoid in this dip. Let's listen in to know more.
Indian markets have had a fairly volatile last 2 days. One day where we saw a fairly big downtick because of the lower than expected number of seats which the ruling dispensation got. Today where we saw a bounce back again from those lows. What investors need to factor in is essentially, if India gets a stable government where policy certainty is there. If that's the case, then any short-term volatility ideally should be used to, invest into and create a long-term portfolio. Focusing predominantly on companies which have a fairly strong fundamental profile. Where it has a sizable amount of free cash flow generation, which is possible over the next few years, and also which are available at decent valuations or at reasonable valuations. Sectors or stocks which one needs to avoid are ones which are purely based on stories where the stock has run up because of stories, but there are no numbers to back those stories. It's better to avoid those names in an uncertain time like what it is right now. In terms of sectors which we think could do well in future, we continue to like the investment theme, including capital goods, including construction plays, because we believe that the current government will continue to spend on those measures to improve infrastructure in India, and also manufacturing themes where we believe that stars are rightly placed for Indian manufacturing companies to keep on growing after last few years where we've seen them grow fairly well. We continue to dislike IT, Because we believe that the sector itself might show lower single-digit growth this year, while valuations are factoring in higher single-digit growth or higher or lower double-digit growth. So there could be some disappointment over there. Apart from that, we will continue to be cognizant of how rural demand is shaping up. If we find that rural demand is picking up, either because of higher spends by government or because of better monsoon, then we will also relook at consumption plays in India, especially FMCG names. But provided we see initial signs of consumption picking up in rural India.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading session, and we'll see you same time tomorrow.